Welcome, dear friends. I hope that you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Today, we enter Advent, a season of possibilities, a time of not yet. But daily lives reflect human struggles, and sometimes we're surrounded by brokenness in our lives, among our friends and families, in our worldwide family. Hope can seem like a far-off vision, and yet, we yearn for it to fill us. Let's turn to God now with a word of prayer. Restore us, God of life. Bring us closer to hope, the hope that lights the way on the journey to Bethlehem. During the season of waiting, may we be open to signs of your restoring love. And as we light this first Advent candle, let us pray for God's restoration in the midst of brokenness and despair. Restore us, O God, and let your face shine, that we may be saved. Amen. Today, we light the first candle of the Advent wreath, and this is the candle of hope.
May we receive God's light as we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light it has shined. Let us pray. Lord, as we look to the birth of Jesus, grant that the light of your love for us will help us to become lights in the lives of those around us. Prepare our hearts for the joy and gladness of your coming, for Jesus is our hope. Amen.
Depths of hell, thy peace. David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close a path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, Now let's read Isaiah 43-5. A voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of our Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
Following these hard times, sun will fade out, moon cloud over, stars fall out of the sky, cosmic powers tremble. And then they'll see the Son of Man enter in grand style, his arrival filling the sky. No one will miss it. He'll dispatch the angels, they will pull in the chosen from the four winds, from pole to pole. Take a lesson from the fig tree. From the moment you notice its buds form, the merest hint of green, you know summer's just around the corner. And so it is with you. When you see all these things, you know he is at the door. Don't take this lightly. I'm not just saying this for some future generation, but for this one too. These things will happen. Sky and earth will wear out. My words won't wear out. But the exact day and hour, no one knows that, not even heaven's angels, not even the Son, only the Father. So keep a sharp lookout, for you don't know the timetable. It's like a man who takes a trip, leaving home and putting his servants in charge, each assigned a task, and commanding the gatekeeper to stand watch. So stay at your post, watching. You have no idea when the homeowner is returning, whether evening, midnight, cockcrow, or morning. You don't want him showing up unannounced with you asleep on your job. I say it to you, and I'm saying to all, stay at your post, keep watch. May God give us understanding. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. You know, there's a fascinating story by Judy Urschel Strassland about a small town that had a rather unusual orchestra. Everyone was allowed to join, regardless of musical background. In fact, the conductor wanted everyone in town to be part of his orchestra, but some people refused. They just didn't want to play. Well, the conductor made members sign a contract for life, and once you committed, you were committed forever. And that didn't appeal to some. Now, the conductor had worked long and hard writing a wonderful score of music titled The Grand Finale. He was very eager for his musicians to learn it. But after a few preliminary instructions, the conductor left and let the musicians just practice it on their own. His only requirement, it must be ready in time for the great concert day. Well, everyone went off to practice their parts, but it wasn't long before they were arguing among themselves. The French horns criticized the violins for having such freewheeling and orthodox methods for their practice together, while the violins were bored by the overly consistent and methodical practice sessions of the French horns. The bassoonists kept to themselves during rehearsal, and rarely let anyone else hear their music. And meanwhile, the drums were out pounding a beat at every beer joint in town. Was that really the appropriate place for this music? And that wasn't the only problem. Everyone playing interpreted the score differently. Some played it in the style of a hymn, full of majesty. Others preferred the style of a victory march, assertive, straightforward. And still others interpret the score as a love song, gentle, soulful. And there were a thousand other minor variations that drove them all to distraction. Well, it left the town wondering, would the orchestra make beautiful music together on that great concert day when the conductor returns? Well, does that story ring any bells? No pun intended. I mean, it seems like an all too accurate analogy of what we humans struggle with, doesn't it? We just have difficulty kind of working it out together. And that's why we can't just skip past Mark 13, even with all of its scary elements. We seriously need to live in awareness and to ask ourselves whether we are ready for that great concert ahead. 2020 has taught us nothing else. It's taught us that no one knows the future. Now think about where you were just a year ago. I mean, as a church, we were getting ready for our 10th annual community Thanksgiving feast. Wow. With the assumption that, of course, we'd be getting together again this year. We celebrated Christmas, as we always do, rang in a new year, reasonably confident that at least the basics of our lives would go unchanged. Kids would go to school, we'd see each other at church, we'd hug, we'd go shopping. Like always, we'd enjoy a night out with friends. There'd be graduations, weddings, celebrations. The list goes on. Yeah. We figured there would be some surprises here and there. I mean, stuff happens, but not one of us could have begun to have a clue that our whole world would be turned upside down. And literally, the whole world impacted to such an extreme. And as we look somehow toward 2021, there are hopeful signs of things turning around, such as the new vaccines out there. And even though we don't really know what the future holds yet or how long it will be until things feel like normal, even if it's a different normal. But you know what? There is something that we do know and that we can be confident in. What we do know is the one who holds our future, the one who knows us better than we know ourselves, is still in control. For too long, we have been functioning more and more like that disjointed orchestra. Too long, too, many have been living just for themselves, wanting what they want now and disregarding the huge, ugly impact of selfish choices. And now we have an opportunity, though it may not always feel like it. We have an opportunity to take an honest look at ourselves, an opportunity to question our choices and our actions and ask ourselves, are we living lives that are truly pleasing to God? Are we really living consistent with what we say we believe? And if we were to meet our Lord today, would God be celebrating? Would God be welcoming us with the words we all hope to hear? Well done, good and faithful servant. You know, as we celebrate Advent each year, it's always, always an important time to recenter in our faith, a time to look at ourselves and our lives honestly, and to recalibrate as needed. And I think that this year, with all that we're going through, we have a powerful reminder that we need to live every single day as if it might be our last one on this earth. Now, to some, that may feel a little scary and depressing. But that final day is going to come to each of us, though we don't know when. And rather than something to fear, if we're living as God created us to be, if we're living with integrity and compassion and love for others, if we're committed to finding ways to play in harmony with our brothers and sisters, we can live each day ready to face that grand finale with total peace of mind, knowing that we've lived life bright. There's an old story about how a long time ago there lived a little boy whose parents had died. He was taken in by an aunt who raised him as her own child. Many years later, after the boy had grown, become successful in business, he received a letter from her. She was terminally ill, and from the tone of her letter, quite afraid of death. Thus, the man who had been raised and strongly influenced by this woman decided to write her a letter in response. He began, "It's now 35 years since I, a little boy of 6, was left quite alone in the world. You sent me word that you would give me a home and be mother to me. I've never forgotten the day when I made the long journey of 10 miles to your home. I remember being disappointed that instead of coming yourself, you sent your servant Caesar to fetch me. I well remember my tears and anxiety as perched atop your horse and clinging to Caesar, we rode off to your home. Night fell before we finished the journey, and as it grew dark, I became more afraid. Do you think she'll go to bed before we get there?" I asked Caesar, very nervous. "Oh no," Caesar replied. "She will certainly be up to stay with you. And when we get through these woods, you'll see her light shining in the window." We made it to the clearing, and there was the light as he promised. I remember that you were waiting in the doorway. You put your arms around me and you lifted me up, a tired, frightened little boy, and gently took me from the horse and safely placed me on the ground. You had a fire burning and a hot supper was waiting for me on the stove. And after supper, you took me to my new room and you listened to my prayers and then you waited until I fell asleep. You probably know why I'm retelling these events to you now. Very soon, God is going to send for you and take you to a new home. I'm trying to tell you that you need not worry nor be afraid of the summons or the strange journey or the dark messenger of death. God can be trusted to do as much for you as you did for me so many years ago. You can wait and not fear, where at the end of the road you will find love and welcome awaiting you, and you will be safe in God's care. I will watch and pray for you until you're out of my sight. I shall also wait for the day when I will make the same journey and find you waiting for me to greet me at the end of the road. Right now, we are all feeling a little overwhelmed and weary. Many are feeling a sense of deep despair and discouragement. But nowhere does Scripture tell us that life will be easy. In fact, the Bible is one story after another of great challenges faced by all. And the gospel does make it clear that we must be vigilant. We too must be paying attention. As we see the changing seasons, we're reminded that we have our own constantly changing seasons in life. And some things must die before better things can be born. But let us never forget, we have a great hope in our Lord. And our God is worthy of that hope. Let us pray. God of grace and mercy, as we enter the season of Advent, we are reminded that you have promised to be the God of our future. as we continue to try to safely navigate this pandemic and the many other challenges we are facing, we thank you for your promise of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Help us to wait with confidence. Help us to trust in your mercy. Help us to escape the disasters ravaging our world, and help us, Lord, to watch and wait with trust and patience. Gracious God and giver of life and all good things, thank you for the faithfulness of all of our members and friends who are living out their faith, supporting the ministries of our church family. We pray that you would bless the offerings shared and guide us to use them wisely to further your work of mercy, compassion, and grace throughout our world. Comfort and relieve, O Lord, all those who are struggling right now, those struggling with sorrow, those struggling with poverty, those struggling with sickness, those struggling with grief, especially those known to us whom we name before you in silence. Heal them in body, mind, and circumstance, working in them by your grace wonders beyond all they may dream or hope, dear Lord. Almighty God, we pray that you would inspire us with your power, your unity, and your peace. Help each one to trust and obey your word and live together in love. Forgive us the ways we fail you, Lord, and may your Holy Spirit help us to live a holy life before you, at watch and at peace. May we live as those who eagerly await your promise of redemption, as those who anticipate and help usher in your kingdom of justice and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dearest friends, this holiday season will be very different from those we've known in the past. But wasn't that very first Christmas so very different from years past? Change will always be a given, but our God is the one thing that will never change. Know that his love for you never changes. Know that in Christ you are forgiven. Know that his strength will be your strength. And now, may you go in his love, in his mercy, in his power. Know that you are loved and God will always be by your side. And now, be blessed. Amen.